Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you affectionately for this guided japa session. Very briefly, what we have learned so far, is best depicted in this photo. I think by now we do this automatically. We do a body check by sitting straight and seeing that our pronunciation and our hearing is clear. Then we do a mind check by seeing that our concentration and focus is there, but we don't leave it there. We are considering the verses which and songs which we have heard. This chanting is part of the bhakti tradition, so bhakti means it must be for Krishna. We use our body, mind, and speech, and also heart, with the idea to give him pleasure, no? Favorable devotional service. So let's go a step deeper now. As we could see from the various quotations, it is important in our japa, and I would even say it is the foundation of japa, or the assurance that we will be able to do this for the next 120 years or how long we are in this body, that we do this in a relationship for Krishna, no? That we enter with japa the meaning of the holy name, because after all, we are chanting the name of a person. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us three meditations that are very simple meditations. You may not like to meditate because you've heard the word so often, but it's still a little vague. What are the steps? Let us say three orientations. The first one is where you start with yourself. Who is it there who's sitting down? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, true connection of the soul with Krishna means to first of all become aware, I am an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. In the illustration, which is, I think, quite befitting, you can see a person who is he outwardly turning and looking with a distracted mind at his mobile phone? No, he is inwardly facing. We call that Antamukha, or you could say that he is also Sevanmukhe, no? So he thinks, who am I? Who is it that is chanting? I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. My dear devotees, the simple awareness is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says in one end of one purport in the Bhagavad Gita, to understand that I'm an eternal soul is the foundation of Krishna consciousness. You cannot chant really in the false identity or falseness or illusion. You should come and arrive there. Beautiful, no? Yes, no, little, we are asleep. Leave us alone, Maharaj. I'm pronouncing the possible reactions. So now, from there, you go to a second understanding. That is, you go to Krishna. After all, you are addressing Krishna's name. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. The projection doesn't give this picture away so easily. There is Krishna holding his flute. You may perhaps recognize the yellowish dhoti and the crown and the Krishna. No? Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. And the third understanding is about your position in this world. This material world is a house of correction, meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in this relationship. No? We've heard a lot how Krishna sends the awakening soul and some signs that this is not the home. So let's make it a practice, my dear devotees. I request you to sit straight now. Take a few deep breaths, bringing your awareness to each inhale and exhale. This is called Manasamharana. We just collect our mind, right, and bring it from to something, focus it on something. And now become aware in your mind's eye of this truth. I am an atomic particle of consciousness. Small, small soul, no? And Krishna's eternal servant. I am really categorically different from my body and mind. I'm a tiny soul. I'm an eternal blissful being, and I'm part of Krishna. This is the real me. Now, turn your awareness or attention to Krishna. Krishna, the infinite conscious entity. He is the unlimited Lord and my only master. And you become aware that for so long you have invested in other relationships, friends, other people with whom you live together, perhaps your children or your spouse. Spouse means you, if you're married, your partner. I've invested in this relationship, but these relationships. But now it's japa time. Let me invest in my relationship with Krishna. And finally, the last awareness. This material world is something like a house of correction, a place where something can be corrected. It is meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in this divine relationship with Krishna as my unlimited Lord and Master. So from these understandings, you might chant. Let us immediately go into the Maha Mantra. Let us together please chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then we are on our own with these beautiful understandings from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which he writes in the work Harinam Chintamani. Please join me. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, very briefly said, these three steps where you become aware of yourself, where you consciously address Krishna, this was the second step, and the third step, where you are aware that the purpose of my incarnation, present incarnation, or present taking birth as a human being in this world, is really to make to revive my original relationship with Krishna, to come back to my constitutional position. Constitutional means the way I'm made, the way I really am. That is to chant. That is achieved by chanting. My dear devotees, perhaps the most succinct statement I have ever heard about the meaning of prayer summarizes so nicely what this is, a statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is all about. It says, let me make sure that the real me prays. And let me also make sure that my prayer goes to the real you. You means the Lord here, no? Krishna. Can you see the brilliance in this simple, simple, simple statement? Let me make sure that as I chant down, as I sit down to chant, that really I am chanting and not something else is going on, some machine gun pronunciation of something, but I'm really chanting. That means I'm here, I'm sitting here, and I, the soul, now address Krishna, my only Lord and Master. And when you, this is so simple, and it encapsulates what we do. So kindly sit straight again for a moment. Just draw your attention to the point that you are really Krishna's part. You belong to him. You are not this body. Have you ever heard this statement? Yes. And you are not the mind even, the constant thoughts that flow and sometimes race through our mind. You are a divine child of eternity, if you want to express it poetically. You are a part and parcel of Krishna. So, and then you bring your chanting to the Lord. Therefore, for some times, Prabhupada, in order to bring this point to us, recommended us to chant before the deities, or to chant before, that is what he said, but you can also chant before a picture of a deity, just to remind you that you are addressing Krishna. So let us chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra, and then this will be our last for today, chanting together, but we will of course chant the whole day. Good. Please, everyone. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama.